Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi friends, my name's Mark, I'm an alcoholic. And my question is, how did we overcome reluctance to make amends? I think for me, page 76 in the big book is relevant, where it says, now we need more action without which we find that faith without works is dead. Let us look at steps 8 and 9. We have a list of all persons we have harmed and to whom we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. We subjected ourselves to a drastic self-appraisal. Now we go out to our fellows and repair the damage done in the past. We attempt to sweep away the debris which have accumulated out of our efforts to live on self-will and to run the show ourselves. If we haven't the will to do this, we ask until it comes. Remember, it was agreed at the beginning we would go to any length for victory over alcohol. Yeah, so for me, a huge part of step 9 is the step 8 preparation for making direct amends. And to overcome that reluctance, if I have it, prayer is a huge part. So I'm actually using prayer as a first response, not a last resort. Prayer is peppered all the way through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, particularly in the chapter Into Action. You know, basically it's saying that I can't fix self-will with self-will. I have to have God's help. And at this part of the program, I've got to say, step 8 and 9, it was probably the most scary part of working the 12 steps. This is where I was most frightened, and this is where I was reluctant at times to go and face the people I had harmed. And interestingly, it does say there that we had a list of the persons we had harmed. We made it when we took inventory. So going back to when I first did a fourth and fifth step, as a result of going through that process, I did end up with a list of the persons I had harmed. And one way that I found very helpful to work through that list, obviously, as I said, was with the help of prayer, but to break the 8-step list up into different categories. So I had like a simple little table, and some of the amends were like under the heading of right now. And those amends were the ones that I had the willingness to make, and I had the wherever possible. So I knew where the person was. I knew that I could make contact with them and how to do that. And I started to do that and get their consent in regard to making amends. I had another part of that list was, you know, later I had people who I wasn't quite willing to make amends to at this stage, or I didn't know where they were or how to contact them. So they were sort of on the later list. And then I had another group of people who at that particular time I really wasn't willing to make amends to them because I was still too fearful and I hadn't forgiven them. You know, so forgiveness is a big part of step 8 too. It's very hard to go to someone and make direct amends to them in step 9 unless I have some forgiveness in my heart and the willingness to go there and repair the damage as best I can. So prayer is a huge part of getting past reluctance and using prayer as a first response, not a last resort. Using that different categories in my 8-step list I found was helpful. And the last thing is, of course, getting guidance off a sponsor who has worked the 12 steps in their life and has some experience in, you know, some of those traps if we're not careful when making amends, because there are definite traps there where I could make amends and it would only make matters worse. And I'm asked not to do that if my amends are going to harm others even more. So thanks very much for caring and sharing. Mark Alcoholic, thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.